Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, on this week's Modern Media segment, we'll be finding out what a recent study about Irish journalists tells us about the new challenges facing the profession. Dr. Dawn Wheatley from Dublin City University co-authored a report detailing the findings of the study, and she joins us now to tell us about the results. Dawn, what was the rationale for conducting the study?
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me. So this is part of an international project called the Worlds of Journalism, and there are over 120 countries that are surveyed, and journalists in each of those 120 or so countries are asked a standardised survey. So it gives us the opportunity to compare journalism across cultures. So myself and my colleague, Professor Kevin Rafter, are the Irish team for this Worlds of Journalism survey.
So what were the key findings from the study here in Ireland?
It was quite a long survey, so there was a lot to unpack. But what we took as some of the key findings related to the working conditions, first of all, around journalists, that most remain on full-time permanent contracts, which we were slightly surprised by. It hadn't changed much in the last few years. So we took that as a kind of a positive sign that there is still, you know, there's still some sense of stability in the sector. The key kind of roles that journalists have and what they see as most valuable, the clear patterns there were that journalists in Ireland certainly are committed to providing information and to informing the public, with, you know, around 4 out of 5 journalists saying those key roles like that are very important to them. We see quite strong commitments to ethical standards. In terms of their own background and social values, we saw that journalists broadly were sort of left of centre and weren't particularly religious, and most came from kind of middle class backgrounds. So between all of that, it really helped us just sort of paint a picture of what Irish journalists look like now.
Was there any key finding within the survey that surprised you?
So the one that I just mentioned there about text, I think, did surprise us. So 80% of the journalists that we surveyed still say that they produce work in text, either often or always. So I think there's a lot of talk, and rightly so, about the kind of digital future and the multimedia elements and video and everything like that. But I think still at the core of a lot of what journalists do is actually writing. And I think that that points to the fact that, you know, journalists need to prepare scripts, whether it's for radio or TV or even on social media, there's text involved.
And talk to us about the dual role of a journalist as both a watchdog and a provider of information.
So when we gave our journalists who did the survey, we gave them a list of around 20 to 25 roles. And the ones that came out certainly to the forefront were the ones about informing the public and holding power to account. So that dual role, I think, is what you see there. So the top ones were educating the audience, 83%. So that was very or extremely important. But then that watchdog role that you mentioned, the holding power to account, so monitoring and scrutinising those in power, that particular question, 77% said that was very important. So I think that those roles remain combined, I think, the kind of the driving force and the engine of Irish journalists, that there are certain commercial roles or commercial functions, so profitability, providing entertaining news. They are there and they do appear in the report, and we did ask them about that, but they're much lower. They're at around 30-40% in contrast with those kind of information and watchdog roles, which are up in the 70 and 80%. So I think that certainly those values remain really strong for journalists in Ireland.
And Dawn, how does the battle between public interest stories and entertainment influence reporting typically play out?
There's a classic thing about public service journalism, that it should inform, educate and entertain. And I think that most journalists will see that. And I think a lot of editors will understand that it can't be all doom and gloom, and that especially now, I think people are exposed to so much bad news that it has an effect. It can turn people off consuming the news. So I think editors, journalists, they realise that they need that light and shade, that they need to provide the serious stories, but also balance it with the kind of more entertaining or light-hearted stories. And that might come in the form of sports updates, celebrity news, news about the Oscars, about films. And we've always had that in journalism. And sometimes, given the kind of the upheaval over the past couple of decades, there was a fear that that kind of entertainment side might take over. But I think that it is pretty well balanced in most Irish outlets, I would say. So I think we're lucky in that regard.
And in terms of influences on journalists and their work, what factors were identified in the survey?
So again, it was another long list that we asked about. And the one that came up top, which again, I think is really positive and something we shouldn't take for granted, is that journalism ethics was deemed to be the most influential factor. So almost two-thirds said that journalism ethics were very or extremely influential on them. So that was kind of up at the top. Some of the more commercial ones that I've mentioned were lower than some people might expect. So the owners of the news organisation, only 10% said they were very or extremely influential. Business managers, 8%. Profit expectations, 6%. So they were quite low. But up again high, we had the journalism ethics. Issues around media law in Ireland were quite influential. Time limits, the age-old kind of problem as an influential factor on journalists, around half of them said that that was very and extremely influential. And then other factors, availability of resources and access to information.
On the topic of media law, is the threat of legal action causing much of a problem for journalists today?
This appeared in two questions in the survey. So the first one was what I mentioned there about media laws and regulation as an influential factor, where over half, 52%, said that media laws and regulation were very and extremely influential. So we know anybody involved in broadcasting or production or news production media will know about the concerns around defamation in particular in Ireland. So I think that that is probably the main driver of that high figure. The other question that we asked was about legal action. Had they encountered legal action over the previous 5 years? And almost a third of journalists, 34%, that they had encountered some kind of legal action over the past 5 years. So I think that that's quite a striking figure that we should take stock of and actually say that that is quite high. And that might range. That doesn't mean everybody ended up in court, but it does mean that it might have been, you know, legal letters, cease and desist type actions. So I think that there's definitely something hanging over Irish journalists. And it's long been said that the phrase that the chilling effect of some of the media laws in Ireland. So I think that's definitely evident here.
We now live in a cancel culture. So is public outrage impacting the work of journalists today?
So we asked about audience feedback. And I know that that can come in a lot of different forms. But there seems to be some sort of sense of maybe distance, because around 20% of journalists said that feedback from the audience was very influential on them. But then when we looked at the kind of the negative experiences that journalists have and the various kind of backlashes that they might have had, so demeaning or hateful speech, we had over half of journalists said that they had sometimes or often experienced demeaning or hateful speech. Public discrediting of their work, again, around a similar figure of 45 to 50% said that. Threats and intimidation, questioning of their personal morality. So that can materialise in different ways, and some will turn into that sort of pylon practices that happen that we often associate with when we hear about cancel culture. So I think that social media has probably opened up that door, and where a lot of journalists are exposed to and seeing that, and they can be subject to this sort of backlash to their work. But it's not always necessarily, I would say, cancel culture. It's often maybe a lot of people who just feel angry and have issues around trust in the news media.
And how are commercial pressures impacting the way in which journalists are now working?
So the commercial pressures, I think we can think about, there's always all the time with journalists in the past, you know, for a couple of centuries, it was hinging on advertising. And the pressure, the decline in advertising revenue is, I suppose, has been the biggest story in the business of journalism over the past two decades, especially. So I think that is a factor. But we've seen the slight pivot, I suppose, towards audience revenue, where the news organisations will hope to garner subscriptions. That's only a minority of audiences. I think it is important to point out a different survey of audiences from last year showed that around 15% of people have paid for some kind of news. So there is it's not really enough to maintain or sustain news organizations in the way that advertising was. So there's commercial challenges is still here, even if we take advertising out of it. Journalists do seem reluctant to, there has been a move towards what's called native advertising or sponsored and branded content, but I think 92% of journalists said that they would not be comfortable publishing that kind of those kind of stories, which are designed to look like editorial content but are actually commercial. So I think there is a bit of tension there.
So what is the general sentiment about the future of journalism here in Ireland?
You know, we asked an awful lot of questions on this survey, and it was up to us to try and draw some kind of threads through them to try and make sense of what do we think the sentiment might be. And I think we saw some positives, certainly, and we shouldn't take for granted the autonomy, the level of autonomy. We asked people, you know, how much freedom do you think the news media has in Ireland? And it was pretty high. It was around two-thirds of people, of journalists, said that the news media in Ireland has a lot of freedom to kind of function as it does. And that, again, as I say, we shouldn't take for granted. There'd be plenty of countries where the journalists would love to have such a kind of a positive assessment. We do believe that there is this sense of Irish journalism being resilient. A lot of the discourse and the conversations around journalism in the mid, late 2000s, early 2010s was one of very negative doom and gloom. And, you know, the assumption that there'd be no newspapers, there'd be no local outlets, all of that. But I think that we've seen that resilience within Irish journalism, and journalism has always had to adapt to changing technology. So, you know, everything with the internet and social media is added and more complex, and the pace is quicker than ever. But we kind of believe from this survey that something has settled down. There was a lot of turmoil there with a lot of redundancies, but we think that in Irish journalism there is now a sense of stability that we can draw from these results, where maybe the salaries aren't as high, maybe there's not quite as many jobs, maybe somebody won't go into journalism and spend 40 years working in the same sector, but something has settled down where I think now as well we can see news outlets getting more comfortable with how they use different social media platforms. They maybe don't feel quite at the mercy of Facebook like they might have done 10 years ago. So I think there's kind of we have chosen to put some kind of positive, draw something positive from it, that there's a sense of maybe confidence and settling down into digital outputs and knowing the audience better. So I think that there are definitely some positives there. And one other indicator, we asked about the likelihood, we asked our journalists about the likelihood of staying in the journalism, like would they still be working in journalism in 5 years' time? And the majority said that yes, they would, and that it was very likely. So that we took, again, as a real positive. And the people who know the working conditions best are these journalists. So I think that we took that as a real positive as well.
And Dawn, finally, are journalists embracing generative AI, or are they concerned that it could threaten livelihoods?
So I think when we think about it, we should absolutely be concerned about what something like ChatGPT might do. But I think then maybe there's ways to think about how newsrooms could use it in a smarter way, maybe with the rewriting of particular press releases, if it was quite a formulaic rewriting, or with maybe weather reports, or even you know, the short bulletins or updates that might come in from a Garda station about or a road accident or something like that. So is there ways to automate that? I think that journalists should be though wary of this and be concerned that the embracing of those tools in the newsroom doesn't come at the expense of their work. And similarly with graphics and artwork, those are really important roles as well. And the idea that the kind of generative AI work where maybe images are created, you know, I think there should be huge concerns about that. So I suspect, we didn't ask about it in our survey, and I would suspect that most journalists would be cautious, but I would hope maybe open to seeing where it could be useful for them.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Dr. Dawn Wheatley from Dublin City University, and I'd like to thank Dawn for sharing this insight into modern journalism with us this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.